Rolla defeats North County 42-14. Here with the head coach of the Rolla Bulldogs, Coach Derek Heflin. Coach, I knew what to expect from Rolla. A strong running game, a couple pass plays here and there. Today was a pretty all-around, pretty dominant victory tonight for your Bulldogs. Give me some thoughts on today's win and how you thought the boys performed.
You know, I thought we played well in all phases of the game. You know, we got a run game going early and opened up the pass game for some big plays. And then defensively, we played well. You know, we had a little lapse and they scored in the first half. But otherwise, we bowed our neck and played really well on both sides of the ball. You know, we woke up in the second half. You know, that had been something we kind of struggled with. Our varsity had, in the two wins we'd had previous, hadn't played the second half. So, you know, in the two losses, you know, playing 48 minutes had been a challenge. Really just coming out at halftime, and our guys did a great job, responded. You know, we had a great drive to start the third quarter, didn't finish, but then the defense goes out, gets a stop, and then it was on from there.
Good field position all night tonight for your Bulldogs. I think maybe started a couple of drives inside of your own territory, but it really kind of made the field a short field tonight, and when you have an offense that can basically score as easily as your offense showed tonight, that's got to only help matters.
Yeah, no, and you know, really the kind of the thing that really spun the game was they tried the fake punt, and Jay Luce made a great play. You know, we'd worked that all week. We told them to stay wide, that they'd, on film, they had done that in almost every game, and, you know, that really kind of broke the back and really opened up the floodgates for us. You know, special teams and defense did a great job. And then, like you said, our offense can score from anywhere on the field. And, you know, if we're starting inside our 50, we're a little more open to take some shots and do some things downfield in the pass game. And, you know, our receivers do a good job, and we had that. And, you know, everybody executed well tonight.
Football, of course, an 11-man game. You need every player on the field at any given moment. But our player of the game tonight, Colton Petersmith, he had himself a game pretty much wherever he was playing out on the field, defensively, offensively here today, and, of course, in special teams with the big kick return as well.
Yeah, you know, that is shoot fire. That's his fourth, I think, this year, and his 12th in his career. And it's almost one of those things where, you know, that people just don't kick to him anymore. So when he gets a chance, it's special. And he almost had a chance on that interception. You know, that was really, you know, we got a turnover there, and then they ended up scoring after we fumbled there. But no, he had a special night. You know, his speed is game changing, and he definitely showed it tonight. And he did a great job in the run game, in the pass game. And then, you know, special teams, he's special.
3-2 on the season. You're back above 500. As we cross the halfway point of the season, how are you feeling about this team?
You know, we got, you know, it's more halfway through. So, you know, we got to keep building, keep working. But we had some guys play their best game tonight and do some really good things. I'm excited to see what we got. We got a big test with St. Mary's coming in. You know, you start playing those privates in St. Louis, it's a different world. They get to kind of have a different set of rules than everybody else. But, you know, last year we played a great game against them. And I expect our guys to show up Monday, ready to go back to work and go to 4-2.